Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Julius Randle had 40 points and 10 rebounds as the Knicks downed the Hawks in overtime, 137-127. The Raptors outpaced the Nets, 114-103. The Suns defeated the 76ers, 116-113. And the Wizards rallied to beat the Warriors, 118-114. Wizards rookie Denny Avdia suffered a serious-looking injury to his lower right leg during the second quarter and was taken from the court in a wheelchair. Avdia landed awkwardly after missing a layup. He lay on the floor for several minutes before teammate Jordan Bell came off the bench to cover his leg with a jersey and staff helped him off the court. In Major League Baseball, Shenandoah grad Ian Anderson took a shutout into the seventh inning. Austin Riley homered, and the Braves scraped by with just four hits to beat the Yankees 4-1. The Cubs destroyed the Mets 16-4. The Blue Jays doubled up the Red Sox 6-3. The Phillies beat the Giants 6-5, and the Nationals edged the Cardinals 1-0. Former Major League player and coach Tom Robson has died at age 75. Taken by the Mets on the 50th round of the 1967 amateur draft, Robson played two seasons in the major leagues as a first baseman and designated hitter with the Rangers. Robson then coached for the Rangers, Mets, and Chivalote Marines under Bobby Valentine and also with Cincinnati. In the NHL yesterday, the Wild bested the Coyotes 4-1, the Golden Knights drubbed the Sharks 5-2, and the Blackhawks outlasted the Predators in overtime 5-4. Lastly, the Indianapolis 500 plans to host 135,000 spectators next month, which would make it the largest sporting event in the world since the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Jesse King.